Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 22, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah says, Noisen in Tavsho, a person may cook food on Shabbos, Letoch Habar, into an empty pit, Bishvil Shiyei Shamer, so that it should not spoil. It means underground, it's cooler, it's a hot day outside, it's permissible. And the Gemara explains that the reason that I would think maybe one could not do it is because perhaps when one comes to put it into the empty pit, the pit will be uneven and they'll try to even out the ground, and that would be a prohibition on Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that we're not concerned. If a person has a pitcher full of drinkable water, it's permissible baraim to put the pitcher into a pit of water that's not drinkable, but is cold, so that the water should become cool. This is not any chiddush, any novelty, and it's only said because of the previous halacha. Because of the upcoming halacha. Vesatzonein, one may put cold water bachama. A person may put them in the sun on Shabbos v'shil sheyechamu, so that the water should warm up. And the Mishnah says that it's permissible, and we're not concerned that maybe the fellow is going to come to actually warm it up in a prohibited fashion. Mishanashu kele baderech b'mayim. What happens to somebody who his clothing fell into water while he was traveling on the way? He slipped and fell into a puddle or something like that. Mahalich b'hen, it's permissible for the person to walk with the wet clothing, ve'eino choshish, and he doesn't have to worry that people are going to be like, oh my gosh, that guy washed his clothing on Shabbos, and that's prohibited. Higia l'chatzar achitzona, as soon as he reaches the first courtyard of the city, and he can take off his clothing, shotcham b'chama, he takes them off, and he spreads them in the sun so that they should dry. Avelo k'neged ha'am, but he has to make sure that when he spreads his clothing out to dry, he doesn't do it on the side of the street that people pass by, because they'll think that maybe this is a fellow that washed his clothing and is drying them on Shabbos. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah 5. Harochets b'mei ma'ara u'b'mei teveria. A person who washes himself in the warm waters of a cave or in the hot springs of Teveria, where there's no prohibition on Shabbos of warming up that water, says the Mishnah, v'nistapag, and then the fellow dried himself. Afilu be'eser aluntios, even if he used 10 different towels, lo yivim biyado, he shouldn't walk with them in public when he walks home. Obviously, we're talking about a place where there's an Erev and there's no problem to carry outside. And the reason is that we're scared maybe he's going to wring them out and squeeze out some of the water. And the chiddush, the novelty here, is that even though he used so many towels, and the last few towels clearly don't have a lot of liquid in them, they don't have a lot of water in them, and there's not such an issue that it's just maybe we'd be concerned that maybe the fellow would come to squeeze them out. The halacha is the gezeirah, the decree, the law was enacted, the ordinance was enacted, and a person's not allowed to do it at all. Aval, however, asara b'nei yodam, 10 people mistabkin balutis achas, p'nei yodam reglim, 10 people that used one towel to dry their face, their hands, and their feet, and now the towel is dripping wet, umavino sam b'yodan, and they're all walking together, all 10 people, and they're carrying that one towel, even though it's extremely wet, it's permissible to bring it because we're not concerned they're going to come to squeeze it out, wring out the water, which is prohibited on Shabbos, because it's a group of people, and they'll remind one another that they should not be doing this. Wishing you a beautiful day, very successful day, and a great rest of your week.